Welcome to the Rich Thoughts Podcast, where our goal is to glorify God and terrify the devil. Get ready. It's going to be a great journey.
Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring, and that's my fine wife, Bev, my patriotic firecracker of a wife who is celebrating her birthday on this July 4th, a day in which we need to all take a stand for freedom. Happy birthday, baby.
Thank you, darling.
Truthfully, honey, on this day.
Yes.
More than any other. Any other works, but since this is July 4th, we think it's time for believers to say enough to high interest rates, foreclosures, evictions, repossessions, non-existent retirement accounts, and low return on financial investments. These things are not God's best for his children.
Just as the founding fathers took a stand against tyranny over 200 years ago, it's time for you, me, us to take a stand against those who would steal our financial future and peace of mind. They have no dominion, but we do.
Yes, we do. Now, we're not trying to be prophetic, presumptuous, or provocative, but there comes a time in all of our lives, where we clearly need to draw a line in the sand and say, no more financial tyranny, no more sleepless nights about your finances, no more living from paycheck to Prozac.
No more having to say no to God when he directs us to give or to go.
Or our baby tells us to give to certain ministries.
That's right.
I mean, that's important. Our Heavenly Father has made provision with us for us and with us in his word. We must determine in our hearts to never let the world system dominate us anymore. God directed my fine wife Bev and I today to pray for those who are living in financial bondage, those who will declare their personal financial independence. We'll talk more about that in a minute. That's our commitment.
We're praying for you today to break that bondage off your life. In Jeremiah 33:3, it says, call to me and I will answer you and show you great and mighty things fenced in and hidden, which you do not know, do not distinguish and recognize, have knowledge of and understand. That's what the Classic Amplified Bible translation says.
You know, before we get to how to declare your personal financial independence, you know, we've had lots of people who've experienced miracles on this particular day, honey.
You know,
and times that we prayed for. And we want to share just a couple of those testimonies. Quote, this is from Brian in Missouri. I'm reaping the harvest from your prayers. A judge sided with me on a legal case, and my payments went down 35%. My daughter got a new job, full-time job, to help her as a single parent. My business income for the last month was up 30% over last year.
Hallelujah. Robin from Colorado wrote us, thank you for your prayers. I received a $1,475 miracle money since you prayed. Praise God for his faithfulness.
And one more. This one's from Debbie in Indiana. Thank you for praying for me and my family. The seed that I sent has been returned to us. My husband got a 4% pay raise. My husband has not received a pay raise in years. Our mortgage payment is going down by $35 a month. Our medical insurance went down by $30 a month. Thank you for standing in agreement with us. And honey, there's literally, this may sound unreal, but it's true, thousands of testimonies over these years.
That's right.
From people who've had financial miracles and people who declared their financial independence.
The day the Declaration of Independence was signed, it changed everything. It changed things forever. The signers of this historic document established this great republic. And as they did so, they did it in great personal peril. Many of the signers paid for freedom with their own lives or those of loved ones. Jefferson wrote, "We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness."
You know, honey, sadly there are some people who seek to deny the influence of God in the founding of this nation. And you taught a great message at Sunday Night Live about that, which is now available on the website where you can, people can hear it.
And your email. It'll be in your email.
In your
today.
Email, your Rich Saltz email today. That's right. But consider the following. The Declaration states that people are endowed by their Creator. The Bible declares God to be the Creator.
To be the Creator. Isaiah 40, verse 28. Isaiah 40, 28 in the Classic Amplified Bible says, "Have you not known? Have you not heard? The everlasting God, the Lord, the Creator of the ends of the earth, does not faint or grow weary. There is no searching of his understanding." And in Genesis 1, verses 1 and 27, Genesis 1, verse 1 and verse 27 says, "In the beginning God created the heavens and the earth." And then it goes on to say, "So God created mankind in his own image. In the image of God, he created them, male and female, he created them."
As Creator, God is the one who gave mankind all of the unalienable rights listed in the Declaration.
Genesis 2, verse 7, in the Classic Amplified Bible. "And the Lord God formed man out of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul." God is the giver of liberty.
Yes, he is.
2 Corinthians 3, verse 17 in the Classic Amplified Bible. "Now the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty, emancipation from bondage, freedom." Finally, God has given to mankind the pursuit of happiness. Ecclesiastes 3, verse 13 says, "And also that every man should eat and drink and enjoy the good of all his labor. It is the gift of God."
Yes.
James 1, verse 17 in the Classic Amplified Bible says, "Every good and perfect gift, free, large, full gift is from above. It comes down from the Father of all, that gives light, in the shining of whom there can be no variation, rising or setting or shadow cast by his turning as if in eclipse."
July 4th, 1776. It's the day God changed everything for generations of Americans yet to be born. It was a day that truly everything changed. So now we want to discuss with you how you can have your own personal declaration of financial independence.
Hallelujah.
You need to purpose in your heart around the picnics and the family gatherings and everything else today, fireworks, parades, whatever. You need to make a quality decision today to declare your personal financial independence. In fact, here's what you need to do. As a born-again child of the Most High God, you need to declare these 8 points. Number one, declare from this day forward, I'll be a faithful steward of everything God entrusts to my care. Colossians 3:23. And the Classic Amplified Bible says, "Whatever may be your task, work at it heartily, from the soul, as something done for the Lord and not for men."
Number two, declare, "I will see myself as God sees me, filled with unlimited potential and possibilities." Philippians 4, verse 13 in the Classic Amplified Bible says, "I have strength for all things in Christ who empowers me. I am ready for anything and equal to anything through him who infuses strength into me. I am self-sufficient in Christ's sufficiency."
Number three, declare I'm getting out of debt rapidly. Hallelujah. That you'll no longer be a slave to the money lenders. Proverbs 22:7 in the Contemporary English Version. The poor are ruled by the rich, and those who borrow are slaves of the money lenders.
Number four, declare I will create an open heaven with my tithes and offerings. Malachi 3, verse 8 in the Message Bible. Malachi 3, 8 says, begin by being honest. Do honest people rob God? But you rob me day after day. You ask, how do we rob you? The tithe and the offering, that's how. And Malachi 3, verse 10, this in the Classic Amplified Bible, says, bring all the tithes, the whole tenth of your income into the storehouse, that there may be food in my house, and prove me now by it, says the Lord of hosts, if I will not open the windows of heaven for you and pour you out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it.
Your fifth declaration. Declare that you'll start speaking words that will promote debt freedom and financial independence. Romans 4:17, the Classic Amplified. As it is written, I've made you the father of many nations. He was appointed our father in the sight of God, in whom he believed, who gives life to the dead and speaks of the non-existent things that he has foretold and promised as if they already existed.
Hallelujah. Six, declare I will create a plan to get out of debt and into financial freedom. Philippians 4, the last part of 6, Philippians 4, the last part of verse 6 in the Classic Amplified Bible says, do not fret or have any anxiety about anything, but in every circumstance and in everything by prayer and petition, definite requests with thanksgiving, continue to make your wants known to God.
Number 7, declare that you'll study to show yourself approved and with God's help achieve what he wants you to do. 2 Timothy 2:15, Classic Amplified. Study and be eager and do your utmost to present yourself to God approved, tested by a trial, a workman who has no cause to be ashamed, correctly analyzing and accurately dividing, rightfully handling and skillfully teaching the word of God.
And number 8. Declare that because God is no respecter of persons, I will never again use excuses to justify anything but excellence and effective stewardship. Acts 10:34 in the Classic Amplified Bible says, and Peter opened his mouth and said, most certainly and thoroughly, I now perceive and understand that God shows no partiality and is no respecter of persons.
That's exactly right. And what God's ever done for any other believer, he will do for you.
And we pray today in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
That financial independence come to
yes.
your household.
We bind the spirit of debt and
yes.
lack. We, Father, we are agreeing for supernatural elimination of debt.
Hallelujah.
Elimination and cancellation. Father, we are agreeing for the free flow of your abundant provision into the lives of every person hearing our voices today or even later on.
Amen.
Father, we are agreeing that this begins.
Yes.
A time when everyone declares their personal financial independence.
Mm.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
And amen.
And amen. Go to haroldherring.com. Check out this week's 2-minute video. While you're there, if you've been blessed by the teaching, up at the top where it says sow a seed, just ask God what seed he'd have you put in the ground. Do what he says. That's all we ever ask. And baby, we're going to go celebrate your birthday.
Amen. I love it.
Hallelujah. Take you shopping.
And have cake.
And have cake. Well, till tomorrow morning at 8:30 Eastern, God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts.
We love you. We appreciate you. God bless you. Bye-bye.